This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Tuesday. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the Gout Media Studios. We were talking about the White House and
Bro,
the trip for Clemson.
All texting, no tweeting sent us a picture that somebody photoshopped, and it's got Trunk dressed as the Hamburglar.
I've seen it. Several people have tweeted it.
But behind him is Lincoln.
Yep.
Covering his face like in disappointment. It is the funniest thing. God, that's funny.
I got to work on my Photoshop skills, man.
That's brilliant.
El Jefe can teach you on the side, I'm sure.
Dude, he had one tweet that went viral. Who's that guy that you, from the intervention show, that guy that was crying, had that really long.
Best cry ever.
Did you see that video he tweeted? It got like 300 retweets and a whole bunch of
love. He's talented on the.
He's good.
But nothing, I've never seen anything go that viral, though.
300 retweets?
I want to say it was 200 to 300 retweets.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never seen him go that viral.
Yeah, usually it's kind of almost an inside joke.
Unless he ripped it from someone else, but it looked like something he did.
Oh, really?
Because he put like a mariachi music theme under the cry, and he was taking a shot at the Cowboys fans, and it was...
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Also from the party, Trevor Lawrence had to go out and straighten some stuff out. They had a quote last night where he supposedly said that... You know, he loved the fast food. He enjoyed everything. And he looks back to coming back for more of this.
I'm looking at the table. And there are a lot of hamburgers. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Okay. Now, I see Wendy's. I think I see McDonald's. And I think I see Burger King.
They said McDonald's, Wendy's.
And Burger King.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There were three of them.
You know what else I see? A lot of salads. And yet, no one even bothered to mention the fact that the dude included, along with the order, a lot of salads. So, again, I say, this is people looking for a reason to hate on Trump. Because you know what? If a kid got there and didn't want to eat a hamburger because his body's his temple, Trump had plenty of salad for that kid to eat. So,
well, they had
everyone stopped making a big deal out of it. It's
well,
stupid.
And this is what happened. So, and the funny thing was, no one got on Lawrence for cocky.
Also, I'm hungry.
Kind of being cocky and saying, hey, we look forward to coming back and getting a couple more of these, right? You know, to say as if you know, we're going to be back. But the coastal elite media have been all over a supposed quote from Trevor Lawrence that said, President Trump got all our favorite foods. It was the best meal we ever had. Then we go and see the coastal elite media trashing it for not being organic vegan. We're football players, not bloggers. This was a perfect blue collar party, to which he tweeted, I never said this, by the way. I don't know where it came from. However, the trip to the White House was awesome.
Yeah. See, again, people are so quick to just believe whatever they see on the internet. Oh, it's true. He must have said that. He totally said that. He had to say that. It's like, no.
And Nick, you're right.
Unless it comes from their Twitter account, I'm not believing it.
TMZ Sports said, and the meal consisted of cold, fast food.
Yeah. I mean, you could hear them. The kids, look, kids are, look, millennials are transparent. They're not going to, they don't hold back, even if they're in the White House. And you could hear them say it. I just think that's odd. But they obviously pre-ordered it and, you know, they probably should have kept it in like one of those, like those pizza ovens, but like for hamburgers or something, but. Or those portable
but
like,
at the same
warmers
time,
or whatever.
Too, I mean, they're kids, so they don't have a filter in a lot of ways. You know, they're just going to say what's on their mind.
Right.
So if it was cold, it was cold. All right.
El Jefe quote tweeted it. It was 142 retweets and 280 likes, but still, it's a lot. It's
still a pretty good effort, though.
Listen
right?
to it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I will check it out. By the way, people are still emailing for the weight loss challenge, and that's fine. We'll get you added to the list.
More work for us.
But you don't have to email the show anymore. Just log on to ESPN975.com, click on the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge, find the nearest weigh-in location, and go and weigh in. And while you're there, you're going to give your name and information, and you'll be registered. So you do not have to email. In fact, everyone that emails today, I'm adding you to my personal email list. So I'm going to spam you when I have a show in town. So just so you know, that'll stop them from doing it.
I don't know if this was a marketing genius move by the Gal Media folks, But we were both tagged on a tweet last night from Clarence who said, all right, guys, it's not funny. What are you trying to say? Something like that. But
oh, yeah,
someone
that was
already
funny.
Sent him the email that he's supposed to be in the weight loss challenge again.
Well, you're a suspect, Clarence. They had you on file.
That's hilarious.
But we are trying to tell you to sign up. Sign up, Clarence.
He works in food.
That's funny.
Yeah, so maybe.
Yeah. A couple of texts, because I totally forgot about the text line, so I'm catching up now. I'm through 1:30, so if you've texted before 1:30 and I don't read it, sorry. Your text sucked. My buddy's wife had their little boy in the trunk of their car on the way to the... Oh, in the truck.
Oh.
On the way to the hospital, sorry. He named it Carson.
See.
Carson.
That's very good.
Carson. I was like, damn, that's smart.
Well, if you say Carson, but not Carson...
But no one's going to be like, oh, yeah, this is my car son. This is Carson.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think that's clever.
Joe here.
Sorry.
You're an idiot. Joe here. Guys, I'm a huge fan of the number one show in G-Town. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Hashtag the usual lawn talk. Suck it, boys. Got him. All right. That's all I've caught up to so far. We'll get back to more text.
Can't wait for you to keep going.
Can't wait with more law talk.
Yeah, or
tweets.
Whatever. Yeah. Watched the Rockets game last night?
I watched some of it. I decided that the second half wasn't important to me. Just randomly decided I was going to get some sleep. It's been a busy couple of days. So
I would have thought that you would have not tuned into the first half, saw what was going on Twitter and social media going absolutely ballistic because in 19 minutes he had 36 points.
I did see that. That's what I'm saying.
And then tune it in to see if he was going to go.
I was out after that. I literally went to bed at halftime.
I relayed that bot tweet, though. He's going to score 80.
Oh, someone did. Oh, really?
80? I don't give a damn if you scored 36 points in 19 minutes. 80? Really?
80.
Jeez.
And people were mad they didn't leave him in when they had like a 20-point lead with 3.5 to go. He was still in there pretty long.
At one point, I don't know if it was Bill Worrell. No, Bill Worrell goes, he's got 34 points in 17 minutes. Clyde goes, that's like 2 points a minute, Bill.
Yep.
Wow.
And they came back from halftime.
You heard that too, Joel?
Yeah, because they came back. Then they came back from halftime, and they drew this periodically.
By the way,
and I don't know why, but they put Clyde by the court.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that.
And Bill and Matt are up top. And it's almost a disconnect, but it's almost like Clyde's a second sideline reporter, but he ain't moving. And then they came back from break, and they talked to Murph about being a scorer. And obviously, Harden broke Murph's single-game record for points when Murph had 57. And they came back another one to Clyde. Clyde, you were a scorer. What did you think about it, too? And what were you some of your best games? He goes, I don't know, but that's like he scored like two-thirds of the points in the first half. That's pretty good. That was it.
I'm sure there was an era in basketball where he thought, no one's breaking this record. And then when it kind of transitions into like the three-point era and teams are starting to average like 110, 115 points a game, I'm pretty sure he started getting worried. You know what I mean? I mean, that's...
Let me just tell you something, how much he didn't like that record being broken.
I would imagine.
They kept showing him on TV, but you remember what he did when they were going to break his free throw record?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like trying to distract Michael Williams' free throws behind the basket? Well, yeah, he faked it well, but... He was one of those guys. He wants those records to stand forever.
I remember you saying that because he did say it didn't bother him when he was on the show. When he's on live TV.
Yeah.
No, on our show, he even said, you asked him that very question.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, he said records are meant to be broken.
Yeah, we know it chapped him a little bit. But
did Gerald Green ever get out of a shooting slump? Because even in the first half, he was not shooting.
He did
well
in the second half, right?
Okay.
Yeah, he had four threes in the third quarter.
They need that cat. Because you talk about people that need to step up. I don't know. Nene had 14. I heard that. Oh, they're going to limit Nene to 16 minutes. I was like, well, they're going
to
be in trouble.
Nick had already alluded to they want to keep his minutes down to avoid injury.
No, he said the opposite. He said they're going to maximize the minutes.
When I mean squeeze out every minute, I mean they're still going to preserve him. But as many times they can play him 15 minutes at a time is what they're going for because they're going to pay him regardless. That was my point.
But I'm saying, I'm saying 16 minutes in a game, that dude's got to
play
more.
Is that when they capped him off in last night's game?
Yeah, he played 14, but they said 16 was the max. And what they did is he played the first 4 minutes of the first quarter and the last 6 minutes of the second quarter.
Dude, the guy gets hurt, man. I'm sorry. Yeah. I love Nene.
Yeah, he's injury prone.
But I'm sorry.
That's why I'm like, you know what?
He's the Kiki Kuti of the Rockets.
Kind
of
is.
But I'm like, bro, this is, you got to your point. We gave you all this money. run your ass out on the court until you can't.
Oh, it was a low risk offer. I think he's making like $3 million a year, the vet minimum or something, a little bit over the vet minimum.
No, I need you to. I need you on the court. That's why you're here.
Hey, look, I bet you if it's up to Nene, he'd probably say yes. I think, but I'm pretty sure it's the coach that's making that decision.
But by the way, he was a plus zero. He was a zero. He wasn't a, you know, you get the plus minus, yeah, the kind of like in hockey, but they do it in basketball. Yeah. He was a zero. So,
thanks for playing. All right. Hey, we've got more of the usual suspects in hour number two, so don't go anywhere. And if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Back with more right here in just mere moments.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, knee deep hour number two of The Usual Suspects. Speaking of The Usual Suspects, Barry.
I wasn't ready, Joel. Hey, the new year is here, and it is time to get into shape. The fitness journey is always easier with a friend, so join The Usual Suspects for the 2019 Weight Loss Challenge, brought to you by my good friends at Vortex and Breathe More Training Center. This is the week to weigh in. You've got 3.5 days left. Today, Wednesday through Friday, you got to get it in. Come by the Gal Media office or check in at any Man Center's location. You can check out all the locations on our website, ESPN975.com. Plus, it's got all the information you'll need for the weight loss challenge itself. You get weighed in, and you are in the race for a better you and a staycation at the Houstonian. So not only are you going to feel better, not only are you going to look better, but you might win a staycation at the Houstonian. There's 4 different weight classes. Will you be the greatest loser and the biggest winner in your division? We'll have to find out. Log on to ESPN975.com to get more information and go get weighed in this week, guys. And stop texting the show. You don't need to do that anymore. Just go weigh in. What's that?
I was just counting the four ways. I was very animated, counting the four ways. And you were had arm motions all over the place. Yeah. So based on that read.
Which was amazing, by the way.
We should all get a friend to sign up. I'm already done. I got Cody to sign up. So I think you, I think you got to get PC.
You were obviously talking to Nick.
Patrick Creighton?
Yeah.
I don't think Patrick
Creighton
wants.
You're his buddy.
No, I mean.
Did you just know? Okay.
I mean, we're friends.
Make sure you record that. We'll play that for P. Crate. He can. You're his buddy. No.
I mean, you say it like that, but I mean, like, you know. Well, okay. We could all get friends to sign up.
We shook hands the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we did.
That's good.
Yeah, we're moving on. We're bigger
and better
people.
It's a new year. It's progress.
That's right.
That's great.
That's right.
Now the next step is to get him to sign up for the challenge.
I don't care. I'm like, whatever. You want to be big, be big. And I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about in general. I'm talking about in general.
I'm out.
I'm not going to walk around here trying to get my coworkers especially. That's just mean.
That wasn't mean.
Yes,
it
is mean.
Health.
Oh, get out of here. I think, well, never
I legitimately,
mind. I'm not going to say anything. I don't believe that for 1 second.
That's why I was, and Cody was texting Raheel and I, and we were motivating him. Because Cody's now, he's not like a teenager anymore, and health is important, and I want him to get back on the track. He's done it before.
I don't believe you for 1 second.
He does, because we've talked about it. And by the way, so.
You're the first one to make fat jokes about him, though.
No, that's not true. We talked about the Chris Farley. We talked about Chris Farley and Uncle Buck because he said he dressed up as Chris Farley for Halloween.
Okay.
So anyway, last night, I'm on the treadmill, and I'm catching up on the R. Kelly thing. I'm to episode 5.
Okay.
And once you get going watching them, you can't turn them off.
You can't stop.
So I did my regular, like, three and a quarter miles, and then I started doing intervals. So I was doing that and watching the whole thing, you know, and getting into it. So Lisa comes upstairs with Taylor, and she's like, hey, babe, you done? I'm like, yeah, I'm done. Why? She goes, And so just so you guys get perspective, the Nordic Track treadmill, which is the nicer one, is in the house.
I've seen that. And they're pretty nice.
Yeah, and she does all that climbing and incline and all that stuff, and she uses it for all that stuff. I just use any treadmill for a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have one a buddy of mine gave us. It's in the garage, and I don't really care for it because I think the speed's wrong. I think it actually goes a lot faster than it says you're going, and it can really mess with your mind a little bit. But she goes, hey, so were you doing intervals at the end there? And I go, yeah. She goes, can you do those in the garage from now on? I don't really want the machine to break or have problems. I go, are you trying to say something? And she's like, well, I just want to make sure that, you know, that nothing happens to the treadmill. I go, so basically what you're telling me, and so I go back and forth, and now I'm like her with the whole you didn't smile in the picture thing.
Right.
And I'm like, so what are you trying to say? Whatever. Like, finally, I get to the bottom of it. She thought that I was making so much noise because I was going at a very high speed. She thought the treadmill was either coming through the ceiling or that I was going to break it. I was offended by that.
So she was calling you a big boy.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's not nice.
That's rude.
That's not nice.
You got to take your L because you're married, right?
Yeah. That's right. I wasn't happy about it. I was like, you know what? I'm going outside to stretch for a little bit because I was not happy. I was like, I had it at like level 9, 9.5, and I'm trying to do 400s. I understand it's not going to sound like a ballerina, but I also understand it's not going to go through the ceiling. I was pissed off.
A couple of texts. The Real Q said, I'm sure y'all have gone over this, but how do I get into the weight loss challenge? Yes, Q, the real
really?
Q. Yeah. So you go to any of the weigh-in locations, including here at Dow Media, and you weigh in. That's how you sign up. You just have to get weighed in, and you're in. So go to any of those locations, ESPN975.com for more details. Someone wants to know, is the weight competition total pounds lost or by percentage of weight loss? It's percentage of weight lost, not total pounds. That would not be fair only had to, you know.
Right.
If you're 200 pounds and somebody's 450 pounds, they have a better chance of losing more weight than you. Just now, Nick, I had a lot more sex. Just know, Nick, that I had a lot more sex when I was single. That's somebody giving you advice.
Yeah, I saw the text. I'm getting killed for all that stuff. And the Star Trek reference.
Yeah, you guys, I didn't even bring it up. Listening to y'all while getting off work early because my 13-year-old daughter just whooped another girl's ass for stepping on her Jordans. She's about to get it from me when she gets home. LOL. Why?
Why? Kick some ass.
You're damn right.
I mean, you've already heard from me that when the school tells me Taylor kicked a boy's ass at school, I'm like,
what'd he
do? I'm sorry to hear that. And then I get in the car and go, that a girl? Way to go.
Probably deserved
That's
it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. And by the way, I still haven't got my Concords. So if you guys have my Concords out there in a 12 or 12 and a half, I'm looking for them.
Your Concords.
The Jordans.
StockX, dude.
Seifert Hill got a pair from the mailroom.
No, but I can get them for $250.
Yeah, huh? Nick, during the break, go see if he's got any in his mailbox.
There might be some. What is it? Jordan what?
Jordan 11 Concords. 11s.
I forgot if they're 11s or 12s.
Yeah.
I'll take a free pair for sure. But when that guy called in a couple weeks ago, I'm like, dude, we're actually going to get 3 free pairs from a listener. He's like, nah, bro, I'm selling it to you, player.
$300.
Did he say? Is that what he said? It was,
$300.
$80 markup.
Out of his damn mind.
I told you yesterday, the markup ain't what you thought it was going to. Did you buy those?
No, because I might buy my gun. I have to decide.
Gun, Jordans.
Yeah.
It's a tough dilemma.
It really is.
All right. We've got 90 in the book. Still got 90 to go. Much more of the Big Show coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. 90 in the books, 90 still to go on the Big Show, so plenty of time for you to jump on in. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on the Twitter.
A couple things from the text line or the Twitter lines. Anal Fissure said, do I have to get butt naked for the weigh-ins?
Yeah, you do.
I'm willing to do that if needed. No. No one wants to see that from any of you.
Come on.
No. No one wants you to get naked. So you just show up, weigh in, you're good to go. And then WB said, hey, y'all, is it okay if I text a picture of me on the scale? No. Nope. You have to show up.
Yeah, stop. I mean, we've already been through all that.
Yes.
Notary.
Y'all have Photoshop skills. We can't allow that.
Yeah.
Right. And you can just, not only that, you can just adjust your scale.
Yeah, with the little...
You can just move it up or down and be like, oh, I'm 3,000 pounds. Well, now I'm 110. No, we don't trust you.
Mm-mm. Get in my belly. That's fat bastard.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, but I've said this to you guys before, but I'm going to give you another recommendation. Charlie Arnall, who I guess I don't follow wrestling, but she was on WWE as well with a different name. But she's on SportsCenter now, and she's doing ESPN. She's worth the watch.
Charlie Arnall?
Yep.
Spell it.
Or Arnell.
Arnely.
Uh-huh. Ah, okay.
And it's Arnault, I believe. Is that her? Yeah, maybe a little younger, but yeah.
That's her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Strong. And the reason why I bring that up again is because she was associated with WWE as a WWE girl for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we're giving away WWE Raw tickets.
You don't say.
Yeah, the WWA bringing the Elimination Chamber to Houston for the first time ever. You can win a pair of tickets to see the men's and women's Elimination Chamber matches. WWE Champion Daniel Bryan, Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey, SmackDown Women's Champion Becky Lynch, and many more. It's February the 17th. That's a Sunday at the Toyota Center. You can buy tickets now starting just $25, and you can get them online, HoustonToyotaCenter.com. However, we're going to give you two tickets right now. Caller 15, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller 15, you win two tickets, WWE Raw, February the 17th.
Can someone explain to me? Yeah, good luck. Can someone explain to me what happened to Adam Gase's eyes?
I was going to ask, you know what I was going to do if I had more time this morning? Because it's actually become a bigger and bigger thing. Stephen A. Smith was actually making fun of him all morning. And I'm like, you
better
who
be
has
careful.
A lot to be made fun of, is going to make fun of Adam Gase.
Not only that, but what if it's like having a stroke or something? You don't know what the hell's going on.
But you saw what I tweeted yesterday. I mean, he had that O-line that had the video published where he was doing a line in the office before they went into a meeting. And it was Adam Gase's guy.
Oh, that was their offensive line coach or whatever.
Yeah, it was an O-line coach.
So
you don't know.
For that. Yeah.
That's why I was like, you don't know if he's doing that stuff too.
Well, that's what, and Stephen A. was even implying that because, you know, Stephen A. likes to always say something about he's on the weed. And so he was doing that and he was imitating his eyes. And I'm like, this from a guy that screams and you could make fun of all the time. But I was going to go back if I had time to Dolphins press conferences and stuff to see if he does, if this is a common occurrence. Because the more I watch that video, yeah, that's not natural. I don't care what you have or what's going on. I mean, and his eyeballs looked like they were dilated. Like, that was weird.
I'm going to try to do that the whole show.
Your eyes will just dry out.
I know. That would suck. So I'm already exhausted. But Cameron Wolf covered the press conference for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And or covered the Dolphins and Gase and clarified it. He said it's not health-related. I've got four texts about Adam Gase's eyes during his 15-minute Jets presser. This is a tweet. Those are normal. He's an intense guy, but he'll probably be more relaxed in less formal settings.
Get out of here. You're in New York. They're going to attack you.
I don't remember
him
looking like that in Miami.
I don't exactly, but they were weird. Like, I was like, I feel like that's symptoms of a stroke. I have no idea that that's true or not.
Or he's on something. Stephen A was going that route, but that's the only time. I'm not saying he is, but I'm saying. When I see people that our eyes are like that with those kind of actions,
does that
it's
look
normally,
like the kind of guy that would be on something?
They look like they're about to come flying out of his skull, Nick, his eyeballs.
Nick, look at that. I'm putting it towards the camera, too. Does that look like the kind of guy that would be on something?
Yeah, for sure.
What drug would cause that? Molly?
No, Molly would do that.
Molly, Coke.
Coke would definitely do that.
Maybe he's just high on football.
Psychedelics, shrooms. I'm sure shrooms would do that.
Oh, that's a good one.
So, like, when we're in here, nor in most cases, when we said that we could get a suntan because these lights are on us for the live stream, I thought and was watching it. It was almost like he was sitting down and it was kind of overwhelming how bright all the lights were, and it's kind of, he's in New York, and I thought, oh, it's going to go away once they actually start the conference and he starts talking, and it didn't.
No, it didn't.
God, that was weird.
But I just thought of a meme, so I'm going to tweet this out.
I hope it's not a stroke, because then we're sitting here killing him.
And well, that's what I'm saying. I didn't want to make fun of the guy.
He's dealing with some, yeah. I mean, you can make fun of him until we find out.
No, I'm not going to make fun of a stroke victim. No.
We don't know if he had a stroke.
Well, no.
We know his eyes were wide.
Until he has it, you're good.
Yeah, you can.
That's
yeah.
Then you can't. Then you can't.
No, because I would feel awful. I would feel absolutely awful if we're like making fun of this dude and he
actually
had a stroke.
I feel like he's already taken two or three shots at him. It's all good.
I've taken no shots at him. Both of you can kiss my ass. I have not taken any shots at him. You guys are evil, but I am going to use him as a meme.
See? Your favorite's crying Jordan, but now you can also revert to...
Yeah, the Adam Gase.
Hey, by the way, shout out to Matt Cain. He stopped by the studios to weigh in for the weight loss challenge.
Yeah.
So we want to say, Matt, thank you very much for your participation. We look forward to having some fun in the challenge.
Damn right.
That's always good.
Yeah. That's more of you should get up here and get weighed in, I feel like.
I think
we
you're
have
right.
a lot of listeners.
And you know what? I really do. I think the more I thought about this with Clarence kind of saying, are you guys trying to say something? But if they didn't already, they should take last year's list, take a shot, just send it back.
Send it out.
Because there's probably quite a few like Mark and Chris and those guys that whether you do it and you want to do it again or you let yourself go, regardless, the offer's still there. And if you did it the first time and you had fun or you saw some results or both, do it again.
Do it again. JJ texted and said, Joel, I follow Charlie on Instagram and Snapchat. Good eye, sir.
Charlie's on Snapchat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. And ooh. And on Instagram.
You're on Snapchat, Joel?
Nope. I don't have to be. I watch SportsCenter.
I don't think you know what goes down on Snapchat.
I probably don't.
Chris Hansen. Oh, Chase Hansen email.
Chris Hansen would be the guy going, so you thought you were going to be meeting a teenager, did
you? Why don't you have a seat over there? Chase, yes, you can be in the weight loss challenge, but God bless it. Are you guys even listening? Chase, are you listening to the show? What do we say? Don't email your email address to the text line. Just go online and go get weighed in, and you're in. But now I am going to put your email address on a spam website. And I hope
that's not nice.
I hope you get a million D pics in the first hour. All from Nick.
Don't do that. Just make fun of Adam Gase.
I just want him to listen. I just listen.
I got a couple tweets too.
How are you listening to the radio but you're not hearing us? That doesn't make any sense.
We actually, both of us, don't listen when the other's talking, well, so it is possible.
That's true.
I'm just saying. You got some tweets, Nick?
I just had a couple tweets there saying, can I just email you guys? Just basically what...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I was just like, no, just weigh in, and that will guarantee you a registered spot on the weight loss challenge. So just come and weigh in. There's a bunch of locations to choose from.
Yep.
Come over here if you want and just take a selfie like Francisco.
Not just a selfie. He caught Barry in the hallway.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he took a pic. Yeah, we took a selfie together.
Saw it.
Yeah, so... Oh, did he tweet it?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yep.
I guess he didn't tag
me on
it.
Said something about your smile.
I think he did.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
Well, if
he's not following you, you're not going to.
Exactly. See what happens, boys?
Yeah. That's why I step up and make sure that I can send it to you anyway.
You get all these people on the Twitters that like to talk
mess. He literally tagged you first.
Yep.
Don't see it. Look, this is the top of my, all the way down.
Well, it was a little while ago.
Look how far I'm going to scroll down. Do you see anything?
124.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Okay.
That's when he got here.
Okay, and right after that, he posted the other one.
I didn't get it.
All right. Sad. Anyway, we're going to continue to roll on. Before we go to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Locally owned and operated energy company run by Josh Pesikoff. They're great. How do I know? Well, because I signed up with them a little over a year ago, and I kid you not when I tell you that I saved thousands off my bill for an entire 12-month period of time. Based on the fact that they actually care enough to have a conversation with you and ask questions. When do you use energy the most? When do you use it the least? Is it for your family? Is it for a business? They go on until they actually can pinpoint the best rate and the best deal for you. They're 100% honest all the time. And sometimes that means in the rare case that there's competition out there that can beat their prices, they're going to let you know because they want you to know that they are like a trusted friend. You can expect honesty at all times without exception. They're not going to trick, deceive, or try to pull the wool over your eyes. They're going to make sure they're honest with you. You may not go with them now, but you will go with them eventually because you know you can trust them, and that is a high-value relationship that they want to carry with you. InfuseEnergy.com is where you can start, or if you want to talk to that real live human being, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. You'll get a real life human being that'll talk to you, and the mention you say to them, ESPN 97.5, you'll get $25 off your first bill as a credit from us to you. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, knee-deep hour number 2, three-hour show. Barry, Nick, and Joel from Gal Media on a Tuesday. Nick, you're leaving us tomorrow, right? Heading to Sin
Manana,
City.
Tomorrow night, so I'll still do the show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you are doing the show.
Way back Wednesday. And then Thursday.
I mean, that's great.
Look, I'm not going to miss either one of you.
Well, we have an understanding. That's cool.
So you don't just want to leave, like, after this show?
No. Because, I mean, it's a night flight, so... I'd have to make up a really good excuse to miss tomorrow's show, and that's probably not going to work.
TSA. It's going to slow you down. You got to get there early.
Yeah. Just if they ask, just tell Gal and everybody, look, you've never traveled as a Sciarra. You don't know the struggle.
Literally the first question, I'm like, which airport? That's the first question I asked Brenda, which airport?
Do they get on you at IAH more?
No, it was just that one time, to be honest. I was just having fun with it.
Yeah.
But I've never been.
Oh, I did. That happened to me this time, though.
Oh, it did?
Well, so they... you go through the little whirly bird thing, the circle that you stand in.
Yeah, where you put your hands up. Your head,
yep. And they say stand still, and then I don't know. I feel like they can see my penis. I don't know if that's true or not.
I believe it's true.
Is it? There's some disappointed.
Not from the screen that you can see.
Disappointed TSA folks.
That's right.
There is some TSA women that are like, oh, that's not nice. Is it cold in the airport?
Okay, little guy. You're good to go, little guy.
Sir, can you set your child down and we'll just do you by yourself? No, that is me, ma'am. But so I go through and then I do the little thing and then I walk forward and they're like, okay, you're going to just stop. Can you step over here? I was like, what? And I turn around and I look. Half of my body is glowing on the picture. It's like in my hips, my chest, my hood, like all this stuff. I was like, what? So I have to go. I have to get a pat down. And the guy's like, well, you just have to wait here. And I'm like, why am I waiting? He's like, do you want to go in private? I was like, hell no. We're doing this
exactly
here.
What I said. They're like, you ain't taking me to no private
room.
You're
going to molest me right here in front of everybody. You're not doing this in private. And I come out of there. No, I don't think so. So
okay, he said, right here in public. Remove your pants.
So he said, I have to wait on a supervisor. I was like, that's fine. He said, and I said, why though? And he said, because, you know, if you holler that I touched you inappropriately. I was like, well, are you going to touch me inappropriately? He was like, no, sir. He was laughing. So then the supervisor comes up and he's like, Cheryl or whatever the hell her name was, I need you to, you know, I got to do a cavity search or whatever it was. I don't know what it was. And so Cheryl's not even watching. She's just like, go ahead. And then she's turning around talking to somebody. She's not even paying attention. So I could have been like, oh, my penis. He did touch my penis.
See? So you know I'm not lying. It wasn't a joke.
Totally touched my penis.
Multiple times?
Several times.
Yeah.
He brushed. So what they did is he started up top. He goes, are you sore anywhere? And I was like, no. I mean, no. He's like, all right. So then he starts touching you at all the places you glowed. Well, since it was my pockets, he takes the back of his hand and goes from one hip to the other all the way down the front of you. So he takes like two or three swipes across my penis.
This sounds exactly like what happened to me at Bush.
And I look
textbook,
at him.
Right?
And I looked at him, and he didn't even look at me. And I'm thinking, bitch, you could at least make eye contact with me as you molest me. You could at least look me in the eyes like I'm a lady.
Making no eye contact.
So then he gets done. I was like, well, are you going to call me? He was like, what? I was like, never mind. Just give me my shoes, dude. Like, God. Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
The fact that it happened to you means it's definitely happening to me tomorrow.
Do I... Do I look like a Shirara?
Oh, maybe it's people with last names that have three syllables. I don't know.
They're like, get, sir, I'll that's you, German. We know what y'all do. Get over here.
And I remember when you brought this up the last time. I used to work with a guy who had the exact name as some major drug dealing cartel guy. And he still had family members where he would leave the country to go back home. And he said without fail, every single time he either left the country or went to come back in, they thought it was the other guy. He would be detained. He would be almost interrogated. He was like, he had the biggest fear of going into the airport simply because he thought, even if how many times he says it's not me, like they would hold him, and not just like for a couple minutes, like until government officials got involved. It was just a drawn out process.
That's too much, man. That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. I mean, My the whole process for me, and I don't know how long it took for you, Barry, but it was about 10 minutes maybe at the most.
It took longer to wait on Cheryl to show up and ignore us
than the actual patting down
process. The molestation was like 2 minutes. It took like 2 minutes for the molestation, and then we were good. And then we went about our separate ways, and I haven't heard from him since.
I mean, I've heard stories.
Were you expecting a call and a second date or something?
Would have been nice. He could have reached out and see how I was doing.
Hey, you got any comedy where you're heading to the airport? Where you catch a drink down in Rusty's?
And I forgot to tell you. Yeah. So are you free after this or what?
It only take me about 2.5 minutes.
What I should have said, next time. Listen, Nick, if this happens, you can use this. I know I will. But the next time, when they brush across your penis, the third stroke, that third time, I'm going to be like, so what do you think?
I'm just going to scare
him. Just ask him, like, what'd you think? Huh?
You think just to throw
just
him
do
off?
That. Yeah,
I probably would.
Just be like, what'd you think?
No, I was literally thinking if they did it, I was going to like threaten to pull it out. Like, not actually do it, but threaten to. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, sure. Let me open up right here. Like, no, hold on.
Just take your pants down. Just be like, when they go, Cheryl, just be like, just pull your pants down. Sir, no, you don't have to do what? I mean, last time I was like, bah.
I thought this was the routine now.
Yeah. Or just be like, on a scale of 1 to 12, what'd you think?
I forget, though. You're right, because the spinning one, they made a deal about it at the time that they felt like it was a violation of privacy, that whoever is doing the screening, and Nick, you're right, the screen that we don't see that they do, they see everything.
Right. And look, honestly, like he said, he looked at the screen and he saw like his body glowing.
Mm-hmm.
The guy looked at me, he's like, you see that screen? I'm like, right. You see that red circle? And you just see a big red circle right around my groin area. I'm like, yeah, I see it. He's like, that's what we're checking. I'm like, well, what does that mean? You see a red circle on a screen and that's...
Sir, my name is Iron Balls McClain, and I'll have you know that is normal.
No, wait a minute. If your last name's McClain, you're Iron, but not...
That's a reference from The Jerk.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's a line from The Jerk.
Guys, I haven't seen my iron balls in a while, but I'm looking for them.
I was waiting for it.
Uh-huh.
It's a good McClain, though.
I also forget... It is a very good McClain. I also forgot to tell y'all what happened on the way home.
Last night?
No, from the airport. So I get to the airport and I use the parking because Nora was too lazy to take me.
Okay.
So I had to go park and do the whole thing myself. So I use the Echo Park, which is, mm-hmm. It was like, I don't know, it's supposed to be $4 or $6 a day.
That sounds about right.
Being like $18, which I was a like, day nah, or? I got robbed. No, for 2 days.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is kind of high.
Yeah, I got to look into that. But so the bus driver gets us on the bus, and I have video. I'll show you because I recorded it, and starts telling jokes like he's a stand-up comedian, and they're the worst jokes I've ever heard in my life, and he won't shut up. And I'm sitting up front, and he's talking to me. He's not asking anybody else. It's all me. He's doing his whole set for me, and I'm like, this is my hell. This is what he said. At one point, he goes, did you hear about the rapper that married his psychologist? I was like, oh my God, I don't even want to say. I was like, no, what? He goes, yeah, that turns out they had their babies were shrink wrap. I was like, And then he would honk his horn like a, he'd go, eh. I was like, this is my hell.
Did he?
This is my hell. He goes, I don't know why. People asking why I'm honking. Ooh, that was rough. That's what my dog said. Eh. People are probably wondering why I'm tooting my own horn. It's because I don't have a drum set. I was like, and the lady next to me goes, watch, I'll be the last stop. Like, she was like, please don't say anything else to him. But I couldn't help it because he's looking at me in my eyes.
At one point did he go, you can, if you want to, you can use any of these that you want in your stand-up.
He asked me what I did. I was like, I'm on the radio. I wasn't going to say stand-up comedian. There is no way in hell that I was going to say that.
Oh, the conversation would have never ended.
Oh, my God. So I just said, I just do radio. He goes, are you going to talk about me on the radio? And I said, yeah, you're not going to want to hear it. Yeah, I'm going to mention it, but trust me, you don't want to tune in. He gave me his phone number so that I could text him to let him know when I was going to talk about
how
it.
How did he?
He wrote it down. He goes, sir, before you go, here's my
how
number.
How did he know that?
Because I told him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay. That was the part when you weren't listening.
When I was watching Michael Strahan.
When you were doing something else.
Look at what he did to his finger just
now. Yeah, I don't want to see that. That's great. Yeah.
Michael Strahan just took one of his fingers and turned it completely sideways.
I'm done.
No, seriously.
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
So.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. We got two in the books. We got 1 hour still to go of the big show. Don't go anywhere. The Sports Mappers are going to join us next. It is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink. Go to culturemap.com.